Again and again, we're told that if we want to find love, we have to fix ourselves. But the truly powerful, life-transforming path to finding healthy love is through our authenticity. Learn more in this episode of the Deeper Dating Podcast.
If you've ever been disillusioned, disappointed, or discouraged in your search for love, and you know there has to be a better way to find the healthy, soul-filling love you've always longed for, then you've discovered the podcast for you. I know, as Ken's work personally has led me to find the love of my life. So here's your host of Deeper Dating, Ken Page.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Deeper Dating Podcast. I'm Ken Page, and I'm a psychotherapist, and I'm the author of the best-selling book, Deeper Dating. And today, I'm going to talk about the power of authenticity in your search for love. This week, and every week, I'm going to share with you the greatest tools I know to help you find beautiful, healthy love and keep it flourishing, and heal your life in the process, because the skills of dating are nothing more than the skills of love, and the skills of love are the greatest skills of all for a happy life. And if you'd like to know more about the work that I do, my upcoming courses and intensives, and the work of other people that I really respect, just go to deeperdatingpodcast.com and you can join my mailing list and get a free ebook. And also, you can find the transcript of this full episode there as well at deeperdatingpodcast.com. So let's jump in. So much dating advice tells us in about a million different ways that we have to fix ourselves or change ourselves in order to find love. The big focus is, if you want to find love, you have to make yourself more attractive. That's the drumbeat that we hear again and again in a million different ways. This concept of having to fix ourselves and get a little bit thinner, a little more feminine, a little bit more masculine, a little more confident, a little bit of a better flirt, or whatever, accessorize better, get better glutes, get better abs. These things are really seductive because they kind of make sense on the face of things. I mean, how would it not help to look better? How would it not help to be more confident? How would these things not help if you're looking for a relationship? But the truth is that, of course, those things help if what you're looking for is more dates, more sex, getting noticed more. But if you're really looking for love, it's just not the way things work. These thoughts about how we should fix ourselves are really, really seductive, because who wouldn't want to fix ourselves in these ways? But really, the putting this fixing of self in the forefront in your search for love is actually nothing more than self-loathing in a really sexy outfit. And it's just telling you that you aren't good enough, in essence. And this focus actually on fixing yourself and making yourself more attractive leads away from love. So what leads to love? It is, I believe, the path of authenticity for so many different reasons. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And my sense is that by the end of this session, you will be in touch with the magic of your authenticity, and you'll have a richer sense of why that is going to lead you to healthy love about 1,000 times quicker than any other fix-yourself dating advice. I just want to say one thing, though, which is, of course, it is great to be in shape. It's a gift to you, it's a gift to your partner, and I'm totally in favor of that. I'm totally in favor of feeling confident about yourself, all these things. But the minute those things trump the importance of your authenticity, you're wounding yourself. And your search for love and your presentation of self is going to feel like you're climbing up a wobbly ladder, because there's no center, there's no solidity, there's no foundation when we do that. So first, there are all of the dating messages that say things like, you have to be this, you just have to be that. Forget what you feel, this is how you have to act because it's going to work. And those are kind of the more extreme messages, and there's a lot of those messages out there. Then there are the more mixed message, like be confident, but be authentic. Act more masculine or act more feminine, but be authentic. And all of these messages are kind of crazy making because you can't be authentic and something other than what you are at the same time. So I do believe in the fake it till you make it concept that works really well to keep our behavior in a good space. So that can be a really good thing. But ultimately, having a fake persona that's supposed to win you love or make you irresistible is just going to kill you. It's just going to make you lose years of precious time. And the beauty of the path of authenticity is that it works better. It draws you to people who are healthier. It teaches you the deeper, truer lessons of self-love, and it heals your life at the same time as it leads you to love. Because, as I say all the time, the skills of dating are nothing more than the skills of love. So let's jump in now and talk about how to get to that place of authenticity. I talk a lot about the concept of a gift zone, and I'm going to talk about what that is. I actually speak about that in great detail in episode 28, but here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to picture a target, just a typical target shape, and it's got three rings in it. The inside ring is your gift zone. The next ring out is the zone of protection. And the third ring out is what I call the zone of disconnection. So here's the concept. The closer you get into the center, the closer you're getting to your authentic self. This is a map of your zones of intimacy and your zones of authenticity. And the further away from the center you get, the more defended you are and the more protected you are. So this first zone is called the gift zone. And what does that mean? It means where you are connected to your heart. You are in this zone. It means when you're connected to your feelings, it means when you're connected to a visceral sense of your humanity. And I'm going to talk about this in more detail in a minute or two, but that I want to say that this is the state that we want to hold. This is the state that we're going to be focusing on in this episode, and I'm going to help you learn how to get there and how to use the magnificent promptings and resources and magic that exists in that part of you. But the thing about this part of us is it's very human. And human is not always so easy. We get hurt. The closer we are to the center, the more we can be hurt. The more we can be wounded, the more we could be vulnerable, and the more we feel like our trust can be betrayed. Especially when we go into the world in a way, kind of holding these precious parts of ourselves and saying, I hope the world will accept these parts of me. When instead we say, these are my treasures, these are treasures, and we own that and value that, and we walk into the world knowing that, something profound shifts. There's a way that we have a backbone. It's a confidence that's organic and not forced. And then there's a way that we actually become less fragile and less affected by rejection. And we'll talk about that more too. But so there's an innate capacity within this zone of living from your heart, living in your authenticity, that will enable you to be less hurt and bothered less by rejection. But what that takes is an intention to say, baby, I am honoring my humanity, and I am only looking for people who do the same. This is a path of beauty. This is the path of love that I espouse and I teach and this work promotes. So now let's talk about the next ring out. That's the zone of protection. And it's very vulnerable to be there for a lot of reasons. In this zone, we protect ourselves from the heat of our core self. It's like we airbrush who we are. We try to be someone who's more acceptable, more desirable, less intense, less sensitive, less different. Or we just kind of want to get away from the intensity of whatever we're actually feeling in our heart, because our heart is a powerful instrument of experience. So we protect ourselves. We protect ourselves by watching TV a lot. We protect ourselves by eating. We protect ourselves with too much work. And I raise my hand for every one of these except TV. And we protect ourselves also by putting on a false persona, one that we think will be more liked, one that will put us into the limelight maybe a little bit less, will stick out less, will be less noticeably different and more socially acceptable. All of those are zones of protection. But as you go out further, you move away from the heated core of your being. You move away from your soul and from your heart. So just like when you move away from the sun in the solar system, it gets colder. So too, when you move away from the love in your heart, from your emotions, from your connection to your humanity, you feel colder and your world becomes colder. And in that third zone, which is the zone of disconnection, that coldness becomes dangerous. It becomes toxic. It cuts kind of at the core of our very being. And its emptiness is on some level kind of like being deprived of oxygen, and it's a dangerous zone. And many or most of us have been there at some point in our lives. And the task, I believe, is to drop by drop, homeopathically, learn to choose to move toward the warmth of the center of the circle, your gift zone. There's so much here that I talk about in my book and that I guide people through in my classes and my intensives. And if you want to learn more about that, just go to deeperdatingpodcast.com, because I have an upcoming intensive where people can work very intimately with me over the course of 6 months on this very material. But for now, I'm going to talk about why living in our gift zone helps us to find love. Why is it so important for finding love? Once again, to say in the simplest terms, living in your gift zone means being in connection to your heart, just living from the truth of what you're feeling and experiencing, and allowing that to guide you. And again, if you want help in learning how to access that gift zone, episode 28 teaches you practices to help make that happen. Let me give you some reasons why following this path is going to both heal your life and lead you more directly to love. And I'm going to explain why that is in a few different ways. First of all, when you live from your gift zone, you are more magnetic. And I don't mean this fake, irresistible kind of magnetic thing that people try to be. In physics, it's known that what creates gravity is mass. And the more mass an object has, the more gravity it has. And gravity is a force that pulls outside objects to the center of the object that has the gravity. Your mass is your authenticity. When you live from your authenticity, there's a sense of truth there that's palpable, especially when expressing that truth is hard to do or kind of puts you outside the range of being typical, airbrush normal, for whatever the reason. People feel it. When you've made the choice to love the truthful, authentic part of yourself, people get it, because that's not an easy thing to do. And that is mass. And mass is a sense of self in this case. And the more you live in your authenticity, the more sense of self and the more mass there will be, the more presence of self, hence the more gravity in your being. Which means you'll draw people to the center of you. They'll notice you. They will listen to you because you're being brave and because you're being from the heart. And that's rare and that's special. And people who are looking for that will register it. So as you live from this place of authenticity, that kind of internal intention to say, I am going to be who I am, I'm going to radiate who I am, it makes people notice and it creates a sense of gravitas, a presence that is natural and true and hard earned. Because you're deciding to be authentic, which is unequivocally an act of bravery in this world. And when you're in this space of your gift zone, feeling connected to your heart, it's a different experience of self, and it's a different experience of the world. So why don't you take a moment to remember sometimes in the recent past when you may have lived more from your heart. And it may have been a time that you took the risk of holding somebody you loved. It may have been quiet time when you felt kind of connected to your core. It may have been a recent moment of peace or a moment of revelation or a moment of tears. A time that you felt really inhabiting your own skin, your feet on the ground of your life. Just remember that time. Or a time that you chose to speak the truth of your heart, even though it wasn't easy. And let me just say that when it comes to speaking the truth of your heart to other people, there's a simple, basic, beautiful rule. Say what you mean, but don't say it mean. And when you're in a space where you can do that, where you can speak from your heart with compassion, there's a way that you're kind of lit from within by the light of your own heart. And you kind of feel that there's a kind of quality of magic here. There's something in this that radiates out, and people feel it. And when you're in this zone, you also get promptings. Like you're more likely to feel kind of intuitive promptings towards things you want to do, or places you want to go, or people you feel drawn to, or to desires that you have. There's just a sense of inner prompting that happens from here that's pure gold, because that inner prompting is the path of your meaning. That prompting comes from little bubbles of meaning inside you, or big bubbles of meaning. And that's another gift that comes from there, is this prompting of intuition that comes to you so much more in the gift zone than in any other zone. And that intuition, I know for me, led me into my relationship. And this is a story I share, that when I went to Provincetown Gay Family Week, there was a guy I was interested in who became my husband. But he was not really available because he was really wrapped up in being there for his kids. And I kind of gave up. I didn't think he was interested in me. And it just didn't seem like it was going to happen. But one night at about 3 a.m, I got woken bolt upright and I felt like I got this message. And the message was, Ken, if you want to make this happen, you have to like really do something now. I felt that so strongly. And so I did. I figured out this whole ruse where me and my son would just happen to be where Greg and his kids were passing. And I made a date. So thank God for that wild of moment of prompting, because my life would have been completely different if that bolt upright experience didn't happen. I wouldn't have my husband. I wouldn't have my family that I have now. But if I wasn't in a place where I was living more frequently in my gift zone, I probably would not have heard that prompting or had that prompting. So that's another magic thing that happens when we live in our gift zone. Another thing that happens is, and this may be an experience that you've had, and I'd like you to remember it. Were you ever in a situation where you were in a conflict or a dilemma or just a difficult situation, and somehow you got in touch with your heart in a different way, and you felt a stream of compassion, either for yourself or the other person, and that shifted how you handled things? Take a moment to remember if that's happened for you and how that felt. That's gift zone. And there's something I want to say about this. Kindness and understanding are two of the biggest aphrodisiacs that exist in your search for love. And research backs that up. So all of this dating advice that tells you to do this and that, instead of telling you to cultivate kindness and compassion and understanding, or to live from the warmth and the heat and the magic of your authenticity, is steering you mostly wrong. In the gift zone, you get these moments where compassion or kindness hit you because you're closer to your heart, and your heart is what feels these things. And this changes our future like it changed mine. And here's another thing. When we're in our gift zone, we're also more porous to inspiration. When we're busy, when we're not connected to our gift zone, we're like a kind of smooth surface, and life bounces off of us. But when we enter into our gift zone, we become less of a nonstick surface. We become more porous, and more porous to the breezes of inspiration that pass through our being. Take a minute and see if you can remember a time that you were walking on the beach or just doing something and you had a moment that was like a breeze of inspiration that opened your heart or made you look at things differently or guided you in another direction. And remember how that felt. And you can see why this is such precious stuff. And hopefully you can see why doing this will not only enrich and deepen your life, but will lead you to healthy love. And I guess I do need to say something about that too. When we don't live in that way, we're making a statement about not trusting our soul. It's an act of quiet violence against our being to leave the gift zone. And it creates a kind of vacuum inside where our heart should be. And nature abhors a vacuum. And if we live outside our gift zone too much, that vacuum ends up kind of getting filled with masochistic situations and bad relationships. And that's kind of the deeper blueprint of the intimacy journey. And here's another missing piece. The more you share your gift zone, not just in this new relationship once you find it, but right now in your dating life, the more you live in your gift zone and discriminate and look for people with whom these parts of you feel safe and right and good, the more quickly you will get to love. It's the bullet train to finding healthy love. And this is really, really true. The more you live in your gift zone, follow its promptings, and only choose people with whom you feel a sense of safety and rightness when you're in that space, the more quickly and powerfully you are going to find healthy love. I know this is risky. I know not everyone does this. But when you say, I choose to, because this is who I am, and this is what I love, and this is what I believe in, when you make that stance, there's a dignity, and that dignity is true confidence. It's a human kind of confidence. It's not unshatterable. It's not made of steel, but it's real. And when you have that dignity, your ability to discriminate against people who step on that, don't appreciate it, or ignore it, you begin to lose your taste for those people. You know this was a hard-earned choice and you're not going to squander it. Instead, you will notice and you will magnetize people who treasure those parts of you and want to be the same kind of person as well. And this is the truth. This is the deeper physics of wiser dating. So try these ideas, because not only will your life become richer, not only will your life begin to shine more, not only will you connect to your own inner magic more, but you will move much more quickly to the love you dream of. I know this to be true. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And again, if you want to learn more about this work, just go to deeperdatingpodcast.com. And if you like what you heard here, it would be a wonderful gift if you could subscribe and leave me a review. Thank you all and blessings on this journey. And I'll see you on the next episode of the Deeper Dating Podcast.
And that's it for today's episode of Deeper Dating. Be sure to go to deeperdatingpodcast.com as Ken has a few more gifts for you. Then join us on the next episode.